I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Researchers at MUSC have found that post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and sleep problems are very common after natural disasters. Dr. Ken Ruggiero is here to talk about self-help tools that are being developed and used to help people manage stress and anxiety in the aftermath of major life stressors. Dr. Ruggiero is a professor in the College of Nursing, and he's the director of the Trauma Resilience and Recovery Program at MUSC. Dr. Ruggiero, tell us more about the potential mental health impact that individuals might be dealing with after experiencing a natural disaster like a hurricane or perhaps some other major stressful life event.
The reality is that there are lots of different ways that people can be affected. A lot of people, for example, have high levels of distress while the disaster is happening, but also for a little bit afterward, maybe days or weeks. But then they recover well, especially if they have good support. But others can experience depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, and other difficulties like alcohol or drug-related problems.
Tell us about the Bounce Back Now app that has been developed to help people deal with some of these issues.
Well, Bounce Back Now was something that we developed for disaster survivors to help them try to reduce their risk for depression, post-traumatic stress, and sleep-related difficulties. This is a free app, and ideally, people would access it pretty soon after a disaster or other major life stressor. We have some resources that are designed to provide education, but also to help people track their emotional recovery in the days, weeks, and months after a disaster. And those types of tools will help people know how well they're recovering, but also when to get help. We also have some tools that are designed to reduce distress and to give them coping activities that they can do, like breathing, muscle relaxation, mindfulness activities that can help them calm down in the moment.
What do we know about the benefits and the significant impact of using apps in this kind of scenario where someone is distressed?
One thing that we know is that people feel as though they're being helped by this type of a tool, and they will come to use it many times. We have tested it with survivors of hurricanes and tornadoes, and we have found that the coping tools are the most often tools that are used, and people come back to the app to use those coping tools an average of 10 to 12 times over time. So that's one of those types of tools where people use it to try to reduce their distress in the moment. The other piece that we know is that although we can reduce risk for development of depression and PTSD, as well as sleep difficulties with self-help apps, they aren't a panacea. They're not going to have the same level of effect as professional services will have. So this is why it's important to have access to self-help apps, but also within those self-help apps to make sure that there's the ability to connect to professional services when people need it. There are actually national resources that can help people connect to care, and that is part of what we have integrated into our own self-help app called Bounce Back Now.
Dr. Ruggiero, thanks for providing this information about dealing with the stress and aftermath of natural disasters.
It was my pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.